I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. In an effort to clear up some misconceptions about the 2020 elections, WUKY is bringing you a series of conversations we're calling Misinformation Mondays. And we're talking again to Matt Young. He's with UK's Martin School of Public Policy and Administration. He's also the 2020 Elections Fellow for the Lex Vote Coalition. And that's a nonpartisan voter information and civic participation organization. Hello again, Matt.
Hi, Alan. Thank you.
Now, we had a few things crop up from the last time that we talked that you have received. So we'll start down this bullet list. Number one, you must have two stamps on your ballot because of the weight of the ballot and the envelope.
Yeah, so this is something we heard from some people while we were out just helping some people, you know, making voting easier. And this is incorrect. We think that somebody meant well when they were trying to provide this information. You know, normally when a package is heavier, you need to put more stamps on it in order to send it. But for a mail-in ballot, this is incorrect. The governor and the secretary of state made very clear in the emergency regulations for the 2020 election that the state will pay for all the postage for the ballot to be both sent to you and for you to send it to your county clerk. So you don't need to put any stamps on your mail-in ballot at all. Just sign it, seal it, put it in the mail, and the state will pay for it to be delivered to the county clerk.
All right. Item number two, because of the pandemic, everyone can vote even if they are not registered.
So this is also incorrect. Now, there's a lot of provisions that the state has provided to help make voting easier for people during the pandemic. However, they do still have to be registered to vote and eligible to vote in order to cast their ballot. You can, for all your listeners, it's really easy to check your registration. You can go to govote.ky.gov. You can also come to our website at lex.vote. We can help you navigate through, and you can check your registration, make sure that you're good to go. Even with the pandemic this year, voters still do have to be eligible and registered in order to vote.
All right. I got an email saying my voter registration was canceled or that I was not eligible to vote.
Yeah. So we are encouraging anybody who sees this email to ignore it. This actually appears to be some bad actors trying to spread a lot of disinformation. There were some news reports that some hostile foreign countries got a hold of some voter rolls. We don't know for sure if that happened in the state of Kentucky. We don't know the extent of this. But we've heard from a few people that they or their friends have seen an email that says your voter registration's been canceled or you're not eligible. Ignore this email. Just delete it right away. It has no concern for you. If there is anything that's wrong with a registration, the point of contact will come from the county clerk through the postal service. It will not come through email. So if you get it through an email, you can ignore it. Now, just to make, just one little caveat to make clear, if you have already voted, if you mailed your ballot back to the county clerk, or dropped it in a drop box and there's a signature on it that's missing or maybe not in the right spot, there is a provision in the voting regulations called ballot curing, and the county clerk has to make a good faith effort to get a hold of the voter in order to correct this mistake. Now, the emergency regulations say that the first contact attempt must be through the postal service. And then if you haven't responded through the postal service, only then is the county clerk have the option of contacting you through either email or through a phone call. But they would not contact you about voter registration through email. So if you see an email like this, just ignore it. It is it's a bad actor trying to manipulate the results of the election.
All right. Because of the pandemic, I can vote through social media. I think I know the answer to that one myself.
Yeah, so this is not true. This we think is just, somebody was, again, meaning well, trying to help and just didn't quite understand fully. So places like Facebook, they have their voter information center, and it's a great place for information. If you want more localized, personalized information, you can go to lex.vote, our website, and we've got all of the polling locations and you can check your registration. We've got a lot of things to help make voting easier. But you do still have to vote at a poll. You cannot vote through social media. So if you're waiting around for Facebook to ask you to vote, that's not going to happen. If you see something on Facebook that says click here to vote, don't click on it. You cannot vote through social media in this election. So plenty of ways to vote. If you've requested a mail-in ballot, you can fill that out and send it back. You can drop it in a drop box in Fayette County. There are 8 early voting locations open right now, and you can also vote on Election Day, again, at any one of these 8 sites. So plenty of ways to vote, but social media is not one of them.
And you wanted to clarify this statement. If I requested a mail-in ballot but do not return it, I can still vote in person.
Yeah. So last week we told your listeners that if they received their mail-in ballot, they could not vote in person. And that is correct. If you got your mail-in ballot, that is the way that you must vote. But we heard from a few people in the community that, hey, I have not gotten my mail-in ballot, but I requested it, you know, several days ago, a week ago, 10 days, you know, sort of thing. If you have not received your ballot, then you can vote in person. Now, we are encouraging people to track their ballot. Again, lex.vote, we can take you straight to the Secretary of State's website to track your ballot. If it shows it has been delivered, but you never received it, then perhaps it got lost or delivered to the wrong address or something like that. If that's the case, you cannot vote in person. You need to contact the county clerk. We encourage you to do it right away because you'll actually have to go through sort of a lost ballot process. The sooner that gets started, the better.
And finally, just the fact that there are 8 stations open on Election Day, and the county clerk, Don Blevins Jr., has been very frank and adamant he wants as many people who can take advantage of early voting to do so.
Yeah, he feels that there ought to be a little bit more early voting before Election Day so that the lines on Election Day are not long. Doesn't take a lot of time for people to vote and just makes the whole process smoother. So at Civic Lex, we completely agree. Early voting is easy. So we encourage everybody, if you didn't request a mail-in ballot, go ahead and find one of these 8 locations. Again, lex.vote. We have all these locations mapped out for you. You can find the closest one or the most convenient one. Anytime, polls are open till about 4:30. And then on Election Day, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. So, we encourage everybody to vote early if at all possible. It will make the whole election process a lot smoother, especially on Election Day.
Matt Young, as usual, you are always a fount of information and not misinformation.
Thank you so much, Alan.
That is Matt Young. He's with UK's Martin School of Public Policy and Administration. And for our purposes, he's the 2020 Elections Fellow for the Lex Vote Coalition. Thanks again for your time today.
Yeah, thank you.